Crevo, hello, welcome to the podcast. How hello. Are you today, sir?
Oh, I feel really good, yeah, actually.
Do many people call you sir?
Well, I'm not a madam.
I've started saying that a lot lately to people, and I'm really unsure why.
I think you get it from me.
Hello, sir, how are you?
I say sir a lot. I feel like it's nice to give people respect.
One of the
if you give... No, it's like the benefit of the doubt, like if someone you don't know.
How are you, yuck? No. Really funny. One of the girls that works here does a drive show at New FM, Lizzie, who's moving in with me.
That's right.
So she came over to my house the other day and you came up in conversation.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, that's a rarity. Like, Crevo's conversing with the other staff. You and Jade, very, very, keep to yourselves a lot, I guess.
Oh, that's not true. I just don't float around the office as much as you do. You're a man about town. You're a very social guy.
Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you. I don't know if that's a compliment, but anyway.
It is a compliment.
She goes, Crevo's really surprised me lately. And I go, oh, what? What did he do? And she goes, every day he keeps like coming into my studio before he goes, opens the door wide up and says, have a lovely day.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm trying to be friendly.
Isn't that nice? I thought, and she's like, I really appreciate it.
That's nice because I'm here. I've been here later recently, like doing stuff for the show. And like, I always just see who's around and say goodbye.
You know what? Nobody can ever take that away from you, Crevo. Since I've known you, you always come in at the end. Even when I was producing this show, you'd come in and go, see ya. Good. Thanks for today. You always do say thank you.
Well, we have a good team.
Very well mannered.
Oh, thank you. You too. We're good friends and good
teams. Absolutely.
Aren't we? What are you doing the Savo?
I want to go home because I've just decided, well, the radio nerd in me has just decided, speaking of Lizzie, I'm filling in for her show.
That's right.
Called Fresh Nights.
Ooh, so
which
fresh.
Goes around to our network stations, not on UFM. So
you'll be a big star.
So it goes out to towns like Armidale, Broken Hill, Dubbo, Grafton, Young, Lismore, Mudgee, Gunnedah, Inverell, Parks, Taree, Tamworth, Moree, and Toowoomba.
Oh, they're good towns. Good people. Good towns, good people.
I know. So I'm hosting that tonight. So, but I thought, look, I'm going to do it 100% live. So it's between 8 and 10
this is,
p.m.
It's a mixture for me of surprising and not surprising. The only thing I'm thinking of for you, how are you getting home?
Well, one of the guys that works here is always here till like midnight doing things. So
do you think he'll give you a lift?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, of course.
But will it be midnight, though?
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, jeez, you're right. That was unexpected. Do you need a water?
Inhaled spit.
Uh-oh.
I'm gutting that bit out.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he's always here till midnight. So if he doesn't, I'll just sleep here.
You can't sleep here.
Listen, don't tell me how to live my life. And doing it like a night music show, that's the first type of radio I listened to when I was a kid that made me love radio. Like 11 years old, listening to the Hot 30 Countdown with Kyle and Jackie O. Loved it. So I've had like this kind of little pipe dream my whole career to just once host a live nighttime show.
Well, you'll be doing it.
And
now,
I'm doing it tonight. So it's a little tick.
That's exciting. What time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock till 10.
8 till 10, correct.
Well, yeah, I just, are you sure you want to sleep here?
Look, I probably won't. I'll get taken.
Don't sleep here.
Do you want to come pick me up? No, I'm joking.
Probably not. 10 o'clock at night, I'm going to be getting in bed, I think.
Yeah.
Look, I should be. I probably won't be.
I think... Do you know what?
I never sleep
you're
early.
You're until bloody midnight every night.
Most nights.
You say you make out you go to bed early. You don't. So that's what I'll be doing tonight, I think. So I need to do some preparations for that show.
Are you going
to
get any like fun interviews or anything like that?
Oh, well, it's all about the listener, Crevo.
So do you have the music list there of the songs that'll be fresh to Fresh Nights tonight?
I do.
All right, let's roll through a few of the artists.
Jason Derulo, Adam Levine kicking off the show tonight.
You'll never get them on the show. Too hard.
Thanks.
I'm just saying, good luck. We can't. It's hard to get Jason Derulo onto anything.
Mood, 24K golden.
Now that, they're probably, maybe. That's a maybe. You could, if you emailed the right person.
Oh, this is real fresh. Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato. Really good songs. This is my dream playlist, by the way.
I mean, there's good music on Fresh Nights. That's why it's fresh.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I've never listened to Fresh Nights before.
I used to do that show years ago.
Did you really? Live?
Nah. Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Did you get, like, a following?
No.
No following.
To be fair...
No fucks for that one from you.
I didn't enjoy it like I enjoy the job I do now. It was fun at the start.
If you had a co-host, though, different story.
Really fun.
You
totally
come
agree.
And do it with me?
I'm considering it.
Would you really?
I've got pickleball tonight.
Yeah, fuck pickleball. Jade's not here this
do
week.
Do more radio. No, I don't.
I'm just going to turn on Fresh Nights. That's all right, Creevo. You only want to do other endeavours, broadcast
don't be
endeavors
hurt
with
about
Jade.
That again.
What was on last night?
That doesn't sound very fresh. Are you on the right?
Nah, it's 20 o'clock. Not.
Oh, you put 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
What do you call it? 24-hour clocks. They're confusing.
What's today? Tuesday.
So it would have been, today's Wednesday, so it would have been Tuesday. The last fresh nights before Lizzie went off on her holiday home.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Across the country. This is Fresh Nights with Lizzie. Fresh Nights with Lizzie. Computers are online. We'll start loading software. Time to see what's trending.
Taylor Swift.
Hi, this is Calvin Harris.
This is Katy Perry.
This is Pharrell.
And this is Big Sean.
Hey, I'm Justin Timberlake.
This is Ed Sheeran here.
Yo, this is Khalid.
You're trending top 20.
Happy Tuesday. You are back with Lizzie for your Fresh Nights, and we are counting down the top trending 20 songs
good.
In the country this evening. This is actually going to be my last show for a little bit because I've been approved to go back home to Perth for a holiday that I was meant to have over Christmas.
Nice. Letting
January
the fans
time.
Know.
Anyway, you don't want to hear my backstory.
Yeah.
But pretty
yes,
much,
we do.
Is going to be filling in.
Oh, you got a shout out.
I love him. For about 2 weeks, so I'm going to make this one extra hyped up. I hope you enjoy the show tonight.
Hyped up.
Let's
That's
kick
what the
it
kids
off
are saying
with
these
number
days.
20 to get started on a positive note. Joel Corey and MNEK, it's hitting hard.
Oh my God, I'm good.
Yeah, she's done
my
good
type
on that.
Of vibe. I think she's a great announcer, actually.
The imaging, I will say, which is the sort of...
the intro part.
The music-y intro thing.
Hey, I'm Taylor Swift.
So much better than when I was there. They had...
This
horrible daggy old imaging.
Mark Creevo.
They didn't even have my name in the imaging or anything. It was just like, new music at night. It was very simple.
You know what I worry about, though? Mm. And this is what I need to spend time doing today.
Mm.
I used to be so up with, like, the current artists. Mm. But over the years, especially when you're doing breakfast radio, the music kind of, like... It's very important, but you're not playing new artists in breakfast.
No.
It's all the songs you know and love and can sing along to. So I don't have much exposure to new songs.
And also language. You didn't know that hyped word. That was new
hey,
to you.
Hey, you're getting hyped tonight,
it's
guys.
It's a big hyped show.
Hey, it's Fresh Nights with Maddie.
Oh, can we have some of that gear?
Hey, it's Fresh Nights with Maddie tonight on the show. We've got the fresh song from Jason Derulo and Adam Levine. This is called Love Sales. Get hyped, bitches.
Hey, bring that vibe. See what happens.
How do you pronounce... This, I know how to, Willow Sage, I know how to do that. Hang on, there's one I saw here. Like Rixton? Written? Right? R-I-T-O-N, is it right on or
written?
Written.
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 Not right on.
No. I think it's written.
Written.
If
Shane,
I had to guess.
Shane Codd. Get out of my head. Yeah, there's just like,
you're
going to
have fun.
Ones.
So the old trick is if just go on another person's YouTube interview if you don't know how to pronounce the artist's name.
What do I bring to the show tonight? Like
that's
live.
Different.
Live. Like, do you just you know, hey, call us up anytime.
Throw a phone topic in there.
Maybe I'll just reuse what we did on our show
today. Great idea. They won't be expecting it. Can we listen to some of it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do something good. That's all I say. Something that we're not expecting. The Maddie twist.
Well, we're loose. Night radio's nice and loose.
It should be. Like, the people that call up, you want the characters, the wacky characters.
Yeah. Speaking of characters, do you know what? I do just want to play this one call from yesterday.
Oh, please.
Because if you didn't listen to the whole podcast, right at the end on our birthday lotto.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had this guy call up.
He was a scrap metal collector from Musselbrook.
Yeah.
In New South Wales.
All the time I've been doing radio, I don't think I've encountered a more full-on character than this guy.
He sounded almost made up, but I promised you this guy is 100% legit.
Zelimitri on 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie, and Creebo. Sons play birthday lotto.
The birthday to win. Da, da, da. Spun the wheel.
Greg out at Musselbrook. He's a
9.
Greg. Okay, let's go to Greg out at Musselbrook. He's a scrappy, works for himself, and loves collecting metal. He considers himself a wanderer, loves adventure. Paul Hogan is his hero, and he's been told he's a clown without a clown suit. This sounds like an interesting man. Hello, Greg. How are you today?
Good, living life.
I love
started
it, mate.
Fairly normal. Fascinating character. Can I ask, what's the biggest scrap find you've ever scored?
Yesterday, I done $357.
Oh, that's pretty good.
See, already ignored my question.
It took me 2 hours.
Greg, where do you go to find metal? How do you approach your day?
Out in the paddocks, you find it in the Crown Land, all the dump cars that people dump and throw over the wall. When you drive into Musselbrook, right, you look on the right hand side, you'll see a big mountain.
Crown Land.
And you'll see one in the middle of it, a white line, and that's rubbish being chucked over the mountain. And we went over there yesterday and pulled out motor parts, diff axles.
He's stripping cars.
3 or 4 mufflers. And then you go up further
probably
and we found
the
some
car
more
park.
Steel. Put that in.
Nah, I don't reckon.
$350 later. Thanks very much.
A lot of people see that and they think junk. You see dollar signs.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. You just got to get off your ass and go and find it.
Hey, Greg, tell me, how old are you?
60 almost. April, I'm 60.
You sound quite young.
Yeah, I think it's
good. I'm a boy.
He only works 2 hours a day.
Greg the Scrappy. I'm loving you. All right, let's make the balls for you. Maybe it's your lucky day, Greg.
You're living my dream, and I'm living yours.
What do you mean? Yeah.
So
I wouldn't mind being a radio disc jockey. And off all day.
Maybe we can get you on 2HD.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
He's young at heart.
I can be a young boy. Excuse me. Miss, I dropped my pen.
This is where it gets really quick.
Thanks, miss. Hey, boys, get in the line. Keep on. Left, right.
Oh, my God. You're my new favourite.
Oh, impersonating
me. You're on the show again, Greg.
You know.
He said, drop the pen. Come on, boys.
Get on that top of that job. Get on that dirt pile. Move that dirt, boy.
All right.
Greg, you could never be a radio announcer. You talk too much.
Yell too much. All right,
here we go.
Yeah, I know. I'm a loudmouth. Sorry.
All right, that's all right. Do you want to find out if you won some money?
Rick, please. Okay. I want to donate to the food charity.
Oh, what a legend.
All right.
I won yesterday, man. That was my prize for yesterday. I'll go out and do it tomorrow, maybe. It's raining now.
What's the number?
Where are you born on the 9th of April?
No, 21st.
Oh, no good,
Greg.
Greg,
you're a legend, man.
Oh, well,
I'll see you later.
I'll have to go out and earn some more money and send it to you.
Listen again, all right? Call any time, Greg.
Yeah, I try to get through the first time.
Very
good.
And
then I tried to ring up about that single lady that you had on. And what's her name? I couldn't even get through that day.
You got to walk.
The phone's not working.
Oh, got to go. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. I love Greg.
What a treat.
You know when you know you shouldn't ask another question? Mm-hmm. I really censored myself there. I was going to ask if he had a woman in his life. And I thought, he's got to fucking go. Too intense.
That's what you call in the business pulling the fader down. Because he just, like, he's great and a great character. And would have him back.
One of radio's great calls. I'm just putting it out.
I think it really was. I don't think I've ever had such a wild caller. You get ones that tell crazier stories. You get ones that you think are, you know, bullshitting you. But that guy was wild. He reminded me of the current affair guy that impersonated the dog. Do you remember him?
Yeah. What do you reckon he spent the $357 on?
I think he wouldn't mind like a Jim Beam.
I reckon like in the cans, like a slab.
Cans, yeah, a slab.
Or straight from
wild
the bottle.
Wild turkey 30 pack.
Yeah.
You know the 30 pack vibe. Cans?
Nah, I reckon more Woodstock.
Woodstock, yeah.
Wild turkey.
Yeah. Well, same in the same.
Bit fancy.
Oh, too fancy for him, you reckon? Yeah, Woodstock 30 pack cans.
I wonder if they know him out at the radio station in Muscle Brook.
Probably a band caller.
Greg the Scrappy. We'll take other radio stations' band callers. I'm happy to do that.
They're my favourite type, if anything.
When you were at Power FM in Muscle Brook, were there like people you knew that were banned?
There were known callers. There was one that was fascinating. And I'll tell you this little tidbit. Yeah. So he absolutely hated the Newcastle Jets, which is our local soccer team.
Yeah.
Right. Hated them with a passion, but would try and win tickets to go and see them so he could, like, boo them.
Heckle them.
And get the other team to win. Like, if the other team won, like, not the non-Newcastle team, he'd be so happy calling up, telling you all about it. Real weird guy. Known caller. We gave away a lot of Jets tickets on that station.
Really?
Yeah.
To him?
Yeah. Well, no. What I mean, in general.
You
but
sent the hecklers to the game.
He'd be trying to get them. And after we found this out, we didn't give them to him because we were trying to give them to fans.
Yeah, no good, asshole. No. Have a look at the security camera right now. Top right, staff entry, West Wing.
Ah, yes. They're having a meeting out there.
Look, there's five of them just standing in a circle in the middle of the car park.
Caught you working.
It's a circle.
It's a rare sight.
What's going on?
It's a circle something. Oh, yeah. Oh, they've heard us. They're disbanding. Quick, disband. God, this is fun place to work.
It is. All right. Producer. Yeah, we'll have a great day. Yeah. Look, yeah. Great.
I hope you enjoyed that little gem. I actually
did. Good old Greg.
Greg the Scrappy.
From Muscle Brook. Oh, and remember, if you enjoy the chat here, join our Facebook page,
yes.
JMK Podfam. Just search that.
On Facebook.
A few questions
on Facebook.
On Facebook and join the family. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
This is awesome. Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Cremo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
So, just in case I have to have an emergency stop, I think you're crazy if you do not keep a roll of toilet paper in your car.
In case you need to squat by the side of the highway.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you keep a roll of toilet paper in your van, Crevo?
No, of course not.
It's in the back, you know.
No. I sometimes keep a tissue box, but I don't have one at the moment, actually.
No toilet paper.
No, nothing.
How are you today?
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling great today. Mm. I love the wet weather. Isn't it just a delight when you wake up in the middle of the night, you're a bit restless, and you just hear the rain teeming on the window. It's just bliss.
It is very nice. It puts you to sleep. Sort of a white noise situation going on, isn't it?
It is. Well, it saves me with my phone battery because I like to put the white noise on.
Do you do like a
night.
Rain one? Or?
Mostly rain.
Yeah.
Sometimes a rainforest.
That. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rainforest ambience.
Couple of frogs ribbiting in the background as you drift off.
Yeah. Jackson, you were out at the bay last night. How was it out there?
It's good, and I got to say, I'm enjoying a sleep in. It's really nice up
the bay. It's just like cool, casual. Everything's real relaxed. Mm. And it was really nice weather too as well.
Nice one.
Jackson gets up at like 1:30 a.m. So anything past that's a win.
Big sleeping.
What time do you get up there?
4:15. You really, really notice it.
Yeah, absolutely you would.
Yeah, good stuff. Sarah's in the newsroom today. How are you today, Sarah?
I'm pretty tired, not going to lie. Midweek blues, but hey, we're on the downward stretch to the weekend, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Excellent. You've been doing these brekkie hours for a couple of weeks now. Are you adjusting?
I think I am. I think I'm hitting like that 3-week point where you're kind of getting used to it and it's more comfortable. Yeah.
I mean, look, you will reach the zombie stage at some point. Go a little bit crazy.
That's what caffeine's for. That's what caffeine's for.
Exactly right. Yeah. Oh, good stuff, guys. Our lads versus lasses up next to Creevo.
That's right. So this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Everything to play for. This year we do promise a trophy of some sort. Lads currently absolutely smashing it, 19 points. The lasses just hit 10.
You say 19 points. I think you're overselling it, Creevo.
Nah.
We're not on 19.
Hang on, what are we on? 10. Oh, 14. Sorry.
Saloon door, just swinging around with the prizes, Jesus.
14, sorry.
On offer today, we have a $50 Anaconda gift card for the winner. We need one guy, one girl.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, this game is a big pride thing. You're doing it for the better sex, but also you're doing it for a $50 Anaconda gift card today, and we still need a guy, 131009, to get involved. Otherwise, the lasses are just going to win this instantly, which doesn't seem good.
I was having a look at the Anaconda website yesterday. Mm. There's some really cool stuff there. They've got some really nice hoodies.
Oh, well,
North Face, so good.
Oh, that's quality gear, North Face.
Absolutely. Let's go to Kim this morning. Hey, Kim, how are you?
Thanks, how are you?
Yeah, going well, thank you. How's your night? You like the wet weather?
Oh, love it.
Isn't
absolutely
it good?
Absolutely love it.
Oh, nice one. Whereabouts do you live?
Katara.
Oh, good stuff. My friend's just got a house in Katara. Nice little suburb. Are you up on the hill there or more down like towards Westfield?
Just near Westfield.
Convenience.
Handy.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, all right, let's get into the questions. You need all three right to win today. Question one, KO is a streaming service focused on streaming what?
Sports.
Correct.
That is right. One on the board already.
Does your partner have KO?
Of course
he does.
Question two, the FJ Cruiser is a four-wheel drive made by which car company?
Toyota.
Ooh. That is correct.
Nailed it. Question three. Passload is a tool brand known for which type of tools?
What was that, sorry?
Passload. Passlode.
Oh, Passload. Nail guns, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Three for three. Oh, good job, Kim. Just hold the line for us because if our lad gets all three right today, we go to a coin toss, always fun. Let's go to Mick now. Now, Mick is a construction worker.
Yeah, he's single and chill with it. He lives out at Bonnells Bay. How you doing, Mick?
Hey, morning, guys. How you going?
Really good. A $50 Anaconda gift card on offer. You do need all three right, even to go to a coin toss this morning, so thinking cap on. All right, question number one. The company Bondi Sands is famous for making what product?
Bondi Sands?
Sands.
Okay, some sort of clothing.
Oh, no, Mick, you're straight out of the game. Fake tan.
Oh, sorry, Mick. Enjoy your day, man. That means the winner today is Kim Boone.
I've got to say, deserving. To get all three right, it's a rarity. You're an absolute gem, Kim.
Oh, thank you.
$50 Anaconda gift card coming at you. Thank you. Enjoy your day. How fun.
Yeah.
Kind of Kim. We've had a big disaster here at the radio station overnight, something that I've discovered that I'm shocked and appalled over. Something's been stolen from our studio.
Theft. A mystery.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Hey boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
I am not happy, right? Because obviously Jade's not here this week, so I can't really grill her face to face in this, but I think she's stolen something that belonged to all of us here in the studio.
That is
unacceptable and outrageous.
Well, the kind folks at Newcastle Tropical Plant Hire, this is about maybe 8 months ago, dropped us off this beautiful peace lily.
Oh, it was. Didn't it bring a level of calm and serenity to this studio that we'd never seen before?
Jade kept it in her corner.
Which was fine.
She claims that she's the only one that looks after it, but I, on many occasions, have gone over with a cup of water and given it some love.
And we keep it, yeah, it was over on her side, near the window, so it's getting plenty of light.
Absolutely. Now, long story short, I'm taking over the lease in my apartment, and I thought, wow, my housemate who's moving out has so many indoor plants. And I thought, you know what, it's just the perfect apartment for an indoor plant. So I was thinking,
so you were going to steal it?
Maybe stealing it for myself. You don't care. You wouldn't care. And Jade has plenty of plants.
No, you know what? I liked it in here. Well, I didn't miss it, though, when it was obviously stolen for who knows how long.
When I went to collect it last night, it's gone.
See, now, what's weird about this is I have this, like, vague memory of before the Christmas break. I don't know if it's true or not, but I may have made this up, but I have this vague memory of Jade saying that she was going to, like, take it home and take care of it over the Christmas break.
I instantly thought it was something like that. But last night, of course, she was my first suspect.
I messaged her. She does love a cheap plant or a free plant.
I messaged Jade. I'm just pulling up the message. And I go, hey, doll, just asking, did you take the peace lily home? And she took about, like, 4 minutes to reply to the message after she saw it.
Is that thinking time or is that just not seeing it?
Well, I think it was thinking time. I'm like, someone has stolen it. She goes, get out, capital letters. Bastards, who do you think took it? I'm like, it was you, darling.
So she hasn't actually denied it at this point.
I was like, I was going to take it for home when I moved my stuff in. I need an indoor plant. She goes, I can give you some cuttings. Who do you think moved? Who do you think took the plant? Asked again. I think it's her.
You reckon?
I think you're right. As if she takes enough from this place. You know what? Leave some for the rest of us. We're starving out here.
You know what's funny about this whole situation, though, is you're upset about her stealing it because you planned to steal it and had your plan foiled by someone craftier than you.
Look, this is true, but, I mean, look, this is why we call her Bowerbird Jade. I just want to see the CCTV footage of her carrying the big glazed pot out the door. Not a small plant.
No.
She has so many. What does she need more for? At the very minimum, I'll, like, buy my own, but bring it back.
You know what? If you go, because I know you'll be thinking, oh, I can just pop over to her house and see. But you'll never know because she's got about 200 houseplants at the moment. So you'd look in there and go, I don't know if it's here or not.
There's very few things
perfect
in life.
Crime.
There's very few pleasures we have sitting in this box. And some nice greenery in here was nice.
One of them, yeah, I know.
Taken away from us.
Disappeared.
Anyway, we'll see.
The
I'm
investigation
call her later.
Continues.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. That makes the
world go. I had a really big day yesterday and I didn't get home until like maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock last night.
Huge day.
And I forgot that my toilet was blocked. So, long story short, over the weekend, you know those little plastic things you clip on the side with the soap in them? So when it flushes, it sort of, like, distributes the soap?
Yeah.
Well, at some point over the weekend, that plastic thing has fallen into the bowl. I've used the toilet.
Not realizing
that it was there, and it's blocked in the toilet.
This is a problem. And not a good problem.
I had a guest come over. And I'm thinking, oh, it's all fine. It wasn't fine. She came out of the bathroom and she's like, just so you know, the toilet's really blocked and it's not really pretty.
An awkward, awkward thing awkward, to have right? to say to someone,
and I'm
isn't
like,
it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I go in and look and it's, you know, when the water's like half risen and everything's coming back up.
Not high good. Tide I is can, what they call it in the business.
Big high tide. You know, like at Nelson Bay a few yeah. weeks ago and there was that problem and things were floating. Yeah, anyway, yeah. I got home last night. I'm like, oh man, I need to go to the toilet. I completely forgot that the toilet was still blocked. So last night at like 9 o'clock, I had to go and get those really long arm length red rubber gloves.
Oh, man.
And like a farmer birthing a cow.
Stick it up in there.
Stick it right up around. And let me tell you, it was not great. One of life's dirtiest jobs, really.
Worst jobs, yeah. And you feel ill for a while after, don't you?
I can still, like, smell
Ew.
It. So not only was her business in there, it was also mine.
Maddie.
Sloshing about terrible. 13:10:09 this morning, we're after your toilet blockage disasters.
It happens to everyone at some point.
The first time for me.
Really?
To that degree.
Right.
And my housemate's door is right next to my bathroom door, so, I mean, I don't blame her for never talking to me again.
Yeah. Lucky she's moving out. New
FM. Bonobos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, 13:10:09 this morning. We're after your toilet blockage disasters. Yeah, I had a Chernobyl-level disaster at home. No good. It was one of the worst experiences of my life last night fixing that. I feel for plumbers. All you plumbers out there today, mate, I take my literal hat off to you.
Yeah, he's just done that.
It was amazing. Hard work to being a plumber. I couldn't deal with it. Have
really
you had
tough.
Any issues at yours?
So about 6-8 months ago, I reckon, there was an issue where it was just, at first it was just like a bit slow to go down, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the water level. And I was like, this is something to be worried about. Tried all of the tricks, like, you know, there's all different products you can put down there. You can use, like, hot water, like, all these different things. Tried it all. No avail. The problem started getting worse. And then one Saturday morning, just wouldn't disappear. I was like, all right, time to call the plumber. He came out. He had to use, like, this something called...
The eel.
No, the Jet Blaster Pro. Even more than the eel.
What did that cost you?
Oh, hundreds. Hundreds of dollars. And, like, it doesn't take long. It's just a very expensive piece of equipment. So, you know...
I'm getting my worth from this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't feel like I paid too much because I know that thing is, like, 10, 20 grand.
Well, look, in my case, I'm glad the welding gloves had some spare at home. I don't know why I had them either. Big old red welding gloves.
What a great question to ask on another time.
That is true. Hey, Jamie, how are you today?
Yeah, good, mate. Guys, yourselves?
Yeah, good, man. Tell us about your toilet blockage disaster, please.
Mate, I had a restaurant in Charlestown. We always kept toilet cleanliness was a big thing for us. But then I used to see a staff member come out, you see that level, they look on their face like, I'm not going back in there.
Like the guilty look.
So I walked in there one day after we had even girls and that go and come in on a Friday night. Mate, I don't know what happened in there, but it was like disaster.
In the female toilets?
We had a mixed unit. But, mate, we had to get the big Sulo garbage bag, put that over it, and, yeah, put your hands on him, mate. It was fucked up. Oh, sorry. Look, my bad. But, yeah, it was terrible, eh?
So, tell me, was it...
There's a pair of knickers in there, too.
What? Knickers?
I don't know what the girls do. They left a pair of knickers in there as well, in the toilet. They could have put them in the bin, but they put them in the toilet.
That's crazy and ridiculous.
What did you do with the knickers, Jamie? Did you throw them out?
Yeah.
Of course you did. What else are you doing with them?
Well, I don't know. you could have washed them, gave them to the missus. Expensive pair, you know. Like, don't waste clothes. Jamie, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that.
Thanks for the call.
Nothing worse than a plumbing disaster in a restaurant or a pub. Oh. You know, I once again, hat off also to hospo workers that have to go and clean the toilets at the end of a weekend.
Because, like, when it's your own house, it's your own house. But when it's a whole bunch of people just contributing to the problem. It's a hard no for me. Up next, Maddie, we're doing a bit of a different story. So we've often talked about, like, Karens on this show. Now, of course, not necessarily people called Karen, but you know the vibe.
The behaviour.
It's time now to talk about a man Karen who is taking some of this bad behaviour to a new level.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
My name is
Karen.
All right, so it's time this week for a male Karen story.
Love a male Karen story. The best, really.
Now, this is a little bit different because this guy was getting some major noise complaints out of, like, a little outside the little lane next to his house, right?
Yeah, right.
Basically, noisy cars driving up and down this little lane. Rather than, you know, standing outside and saying to these people, hey, just keep it down a bit, this guy has decided to build 11 speed bumps along this little strip of lane next to his house.
Obviously, people hooning down there.
Yeah, but overreacting. Like, over
11 speed humps.
Over a 40-meter stretch of road. I mean, when in a car, you're hardly going to be able to drive down that thing now.
Well, I mean, first of all, does it say what he built the speed humps out of?
Yeah, so he hired a bulldozer operator to set things up.
Yeah.
And then he actually installed full-on asphalt, like the proper, like, tar ones, to make this. So they're proper solid road now.
I mean, our council would love that.
Well, they don't seem to be doing anything about it. And there's just a photo of him in front of them with his thumbs up.
You know what? There's nothing worse in life than a male Karen. like, shut up, mate.
Like, sure, okay. Maybe make one if you're really upset. But there's no need for 11. Now you're just making people's life really miserable who want to drive in the area.
11. There's a man with way too much time on his hands.
It reminds me of, do you remember, like, a few months ago there was a guy in Perth who was sick of skateboarders riding up and down the path near his house? So he built speed bumps out of logs that he bolted to the pathway.
How dare people?
That's somebody who's really, like, unhappy in
life. That's something Jade would do.
No, surely not.
I don't know.
No, she'd leave a note on their skateboard. That's more her vibe.
I can't believe that. What a flog.
I know. There's a few of them out there. Let's just say that. The worst part about the guy who did, like, the pathway outside his house, you got to think about, like, people in wheelchairs and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, and a laneway.
And an old man, like someone old walking along there, is going to trip and fall. You're just causing total chaos just because you can't step. You bought a house next to a busy road, mate.
What's his name?
Oh, it doesn't say.
Well, we'll just call him Male Karen.
Male Karen.
Terrible, isn't
Great
it?
Great photo of him looking like an absolute D-bag.
Older guy?
Yeah, of course. He's a real, hey, you kids, get off my lawn type of bloke.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade will take anything that isn't glued down. This is why she has the nickname around the office, Bowerbird Jade.
That is true. That's true.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Oh, brash news from MMA fighter Julian Marquez. He asked Miley out at the end of one of his fights a couple of days ago. And man, what a man for getting up on his soapbox and doing that. Here's what happened.
I've been waiting 31 months to get on this damn mic and to call these people out right now. It's my time to shine. So Miley Cyrus, will you be my Valentine's?
Miley, you heard the call out.
Let's go.
It's your turn to respond.
Miley heard the call out. I'm pretty sure they're going on a date.
Really? That's awesome.
You know when you like somebody and you're a little bit nervous and you just don't quite know how to approach them? This guy, great move there. He got the girl.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome. I love that.
Grand gesture as well. I'm all about a grand gesture.
Have you done a few in your time?
I have. I have.
I like it.
I mean, not on that scale, of course.
You didn't, like, become a boxer and then do a fight and then win and then do it?
The man's got, no, the man's got total balls, though, because yeah. You know what?
Very public arena to do that in, right? And
absolutely. And he's obviously had a crush on Miley for a while.
Mm. And she has a very public, like, I guess, situation to say her piece. So if she said no, everyone's going to know.
What about you? You seem like a guy that does a grand gesture.
Grand gesture.
Like, how did you ask your fiancé Emmy out?
Oh, it was no... Like, it was just easy. You want to go out. Yeah, it wasn't like a big grand gesture.
Jackson, your husband. Mm. I just remembered this story. The biggest grand gesture of all to ask you out. Tell us the story.
He got out of the car at traffic lights. I thought he was actually going to murder me. But because I had actually said to him that I'd go on a date with him if he stopped annoying me, then I fell in love with the big dumb idiot. But yeah, he parked at a traffic light. There was cars all behind us. And then he got out and he come through and kissed me through the window.
That's lovely.
That's notebook stuff.
It's isn't it?
Nerve wracking though, when you've got people beeping at you, like very kind to get back in your car and go, mate.
What a great story.
So romantic. Yeah. Do you think that that grand gesture, like, set up that deep love you have for your husband?
Yeah, and he drove a nice car.
Oh, well, that always helps. I mean, 13:09 this morning, we're after the extreme things you did to get the date.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be the grand gesture vibe, but it could be just something unusual or a different strategy you took, that sort of thing.
I don't think you can beat Jackson's story. That's so... I wish somebody did that to me.
Yeah.
It's like, just... Wouldn't that feel nice?
Stop traffic.
We'll take your calls after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're after the extreme thing you did to get the date.
Yeah, this is grand gesture stuff after Miley was asked out at the end of a boxing match.
I mean, what a man for getting up and doing that in front of so many people. A lot of blokes get really weird about stuff like this, so that, like, they don't like their mate seeing it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, look, what are you doing? I've seen it all before.
Well, this guy thought, you know what? This is my chance to ask out Miley Cyrus, because she'll probably see this. And, hey, it's worked.
She loved it.
Yeah, I bet she would have.
Yeah, they've got some, like, online banter going on Twitter and stuff. So I think they're going to go out on a date, which is nice.
Good stuff.
Let's go to Jenny this morning. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Good morning, Grivers.
Hello, Happy Jenny Wednesday. Craig. Happy Wednesday, Jenny. Now, you seem like a woman that does extreme things in life. So tell me the extreme thing you did to get the date.
All right, so this is years ago when I used to live in Sydney and I used to catch a bus to work every day, right?
Yeah.
And there was a guy that was like a very young version of Alice Cooper, the skinny, the black curly hair.
Oh, Jenny,
the rock
Craig.
Look, all of it, right?
Oh, no. So
right up morning, your alley, eh?
Definitely. So every morning I catch the bus with him. And I know he was nearby, but I have no idea where. So I actually stole his briefcase. He had like a soft leather briefcase.
Are you serious?
Very serious. So I stole his briefcase and I went off and I work in Sydney and I think he got off the stop after realising and ran back towards me and it was the best thing ever, hey, having this guy run towards me with his long flowing hair.
You didn't plan that at all, Jenny Craig. That was really a spur of the moment thing. What the hell?
Did you end up getting a date?
Yeah, we had cocktails that night at the bubble bar. Go me.
Did you seal the deal, Jenny Craig?
Yeah, for sure.
Was it so? It was good all round.
It was lovely. Yeah, it was nice.
Did you ever reveal that you stole his bag to get with him?
Oh, I just told him I had a bit of, you know, amnesia. I thought it was my bag. Mind you, I didn't even have a bag, but he fell for it.
Bit of a kleptomaniac, sorry.
We stayed with friends forever, and he ended up being in a band, which I follow live music, so go me. Win-win.
Oh, Jenny Craig, great story. Wow. That's the kind of grand gesture we're after.
On another level, Crystal, it's time to hear your story. Hey. Tell us about the unusual date situation you had.
Okay, so mine's a little bit different. So I was working in a bar, this is about 20 years ago, and this guy just kept coming up and saying to me, hey, do you want to go out, do you want to go out? And he was a regular, so he'd come up sort of all the time. This is over a period of months. And I kept saying no, and then I thought to myself, the only way I'm ever going to shut this guy up, like saying no isn't working, the only way I'm going to shut him up is to go out with him and just make it like a not a pleasant date. So we went out one night and I thought, I was just sort of, you know, just being a little bit sort of a bit of a downer. And then he asked me out again and I was like, oh my God, what's going to make this guy go away? Anyway, so we're supposed to go out on a Sunday night, and on the Sunday morning his mate walked in because I worked in the bar and he said, oh, you're going out with Matt tonight, aren't you? I said, yeah, I am. He said, why don't you ask him where he spent the night last night when he gets here? And he walked into the pub a few hours later. I said, oh, what'd you do last night? And he goes, yeah, you've heard. Yeah, I picked up. And I was like, oh, well, we can't go out tonight then. And he's like, oh, okay, that's fine, fair enough. So that got rid of him. But anyway, fast forward 15 or so years later, he gets married, he's married, he has two kids, and then he splits up from his wife. And I saw him out one day and I was like, divorce is looking good on you. And so we've been together for like 6.5 years.
Oh, wow. What a story. Unbelievable.
Divorce his wife. Wow.
And so, now he's with you.
He met the wife. He had two kids with her. And then they actually separated. They were in separation. And then I just threw him out one day and I was like, well, hello. And that was 6.5 years ago.
Hey, Crystal, tell me, is it a little bit weird to go out with a man that's still technically married? Were your friends quite judgmental about that? Because
they were separated.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they were separated. My friends were, but I went out one night with my cousin and her friends, and her friend was going to check us into Facebook, and he goes, oh, don't check me in, I don't want my wife to know that I'm here. And she looked at me, and I went, no, they're separated, they're separated, they're separated.
Like, wow, what a great story.
Her face was just like, what?
Isn't that so incredible, though? Like, you can literally go down different paths in life, but it's so great when the path that you didn't choose comes back around and you get a second shot at it.
Yep.
It's so cool. Great story, Crystal. Thank you. A bottle of wine for you and Jenny today. Great stories.
Amazing stuff.
Oh, good stuff.
Love it all, though, that up next, Maddie, I'll be getting your thoughts today on the Daily Topic. Jackson as well will get involved with this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it, loathe it.
My turn this morning to get your thoughts on the Daily Topics, and we're doing it with Jackson as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so today the topic is pro wrestling. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
Not your thing, Maddie?
It's just cringeworthy.
Do you reckon? I think it's such an art form.
Remember Donald Trump made a cameo on the WWE?
Was that when he got tackled into a bus?
No, but I do want to see that now. I want to Google that.
I think it's great. Like, I just think it's so theatrical and fantastic.
I went for years as a child thinking it was real.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Many years.
That's pretty funny.
I used to collect their WWE dolls.
Oh, you were a fan back in the day.
When I was a kid. Now,
those dolls are worth money, by the way, if your mum still has them in the garage.
Yet another thing she threw out of mine is now worth money.
So the reason I bring this up, we're looking through the Newcastle Reddit yesterday, and there's this post that this guy went and saw the Newcastle Pro Wrestling.
Wow.
He said that he'd never really experienced wrestling. He said the only thing he'd ever done was watching like WWE back in primary school a little bit, never followed it. And he's like, all I can say is, wow, the balance between acting and athleticism was incredibly entertaining. The show was professional, complete with the ring announcer, intro videos and pro-looking outfits. Now, this sort of leans into your vibe on this, Jackson.
Mm. I went to a wrestling one at an RSL in Maitland once. Very fun. Like, it's the full show. You can rent out a table, you take your friends, you have some drinks, and it's literally like going to this action-packed movie.
That's so cool. See, they also said, like, the victor was this guy called Dazza from Dunny Doo, who had a red-haired mullet and a straw hat and denim overalls. What a character. This makes me, like, I've never been interested in wrestling, really, but this makes me want to watch it, like, just for the theatrics, like you said, and, you know, the whole acting side of things.
Was it packed out when you went there, Jackson, in Maitland?
It's got, like, really big cult following. Like, if you ever get the chance to just buy tickets and go along to one of these ones that go around to towns, definitely do it. The vibe, like, the vibe within an arena or, like, an RSL, if you're doing that sort of thing, it just adds to the experience. It's actually a lot of fun.
Well, I've just pulled up the website, newcastleprowrestling.com.au. Wow. Brawl at City Hall.
I love the name. We should go.
You know what? They look really hot.
Oh, wow. A lot of shirtless men, Maddie.
Wow. Do you know what? I'd be into going to this. Mm. Would you come along, Jackson?
100%.
We should get them in. These guys.
Yeah.
Local sports legends,
they
really.
Are.
Like, for them to put this together,
kind.
Really cool.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's work something out. All right, that's a bit
we should
of fun.
Make, we should get them on, make stars of them.
Come here, I'll,
that's
I'll
what
make
we
you
do
a,
here, make stars.
I'll make you a star.
Oh, I love it. I'm into this. Have a what characters? There's the old mate from Dunny Do with the straw hat and the ginger mo in his overalls.
Oh, that's the best. He looks like Farmer Wants a Wife, but the like a really fit one with not much shirt on.
I'd watch the show then, 100%. And
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Really big week here on the show. We are collecting donations in the form of a food and essential items for the homeless here in Newcastle.
For sure.
Rates have been going up over the last decade. In the last census, homelessness rate was raised by 12% right here in the Hunter, which is shocking news and shocking figures. Almost 2,000 people are living on the streets every night. There are some incredible services out there that are providing support, but that's not always the easiest for people on the streets with obviously various different things that, you know, they're dealing
going
with
on,
in
yeah.
their lives. So we're doing a bit of a food drive here at the station, and I've got to say thank you so much to every single person that's come in here to the station and, you know, just added something to the pile. It's looking really good.
Yeah, it's a great start, and we just want to try and get as much as we can to fill. We're just filling up the little, like, local food pantries around the region. So, you know, we're just keeping it really simple. We get the food and put it in there. Very easy.
Also, if you live in an area where there is one of those community pantries, can you please let us know where they are? Because obviously these things aren't documented. Mm. Would love to share it around to as many as possible. We've got so much food already. So if you would like to donate, you can drop it off here at New FM in Sandgate. More details next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so proud to be doing this. We are collecting food, donations, essential items for the homeless of Newcastle. We're kind of just bypassing all the red tape and we're going direct to the source and filling the community pantries right across the Hunter. The most famous one, of course, is the one next to Hamilton Station, which you might see in the park there. It looks like a little shed, little roof there. We want to get as much food as possible to stock those shelves. And I've got to say, I'm so blown away by the generosity of people.
Isn't it so nice when you just put the call out and people are just getting right involved and really helping out with this? Well, because, yeah, some of the stats are shocking. Like, for example, in this region, more than 10,000 people are on the waiting list for social housing. And they think that because of the pandemic, this could rise by up to 40% over the next year.
Funny you say that because I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a lot of tents appearing in public park spaces.
Yeah.
And that's just a direct consequence of what's happening right now. And it couldn't be a worse time for, you know, you to be hitting a rough track in life. You know, it's just terrible. I've got to do a shout out for Jane, who dropped some things off yesterday from the Newcastle Jockey Club. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing. Much appreciated. Also, Gloria Hall has dropped some things off. And I've got to say, Tony, Coach Tony, who you know from pickleball,
yep.
donated so much this morning.
Yeah, a big old box. He said, swing past my house on the way to work. I'll leave a box out for you. And lots of really, like, you got to think that it's not, people don't just need certain, like, one type of food, like instant noodles or something. Yeah. They need stuff that they can eat on the go, that's easy to eat and deal with. You know, if you do cans, try and get the ones with, like, the ring pulls and stuff like that. And, you know, he's even included things like iron supplements and stuff, which can really help people out.
Absolutely. Like, just having a look in the trolley here, just to give you an idea of what's in here, diced peaches in syrup, you know, very easy to consume.
Yeah, a bit of, you know, fruit as well, which really helps people, some energy there.
Muesli bars, so important.
Yep.
You know, right. Just easy to grab, easy to fill up. Some chocolate. UHT milk, milk that won't spoil.
Yep.
I'd love for some cereal as well.
That would be great.
If we could get some cereal and some paper bowls and some spoons, would be fantastic.
Or even those little cereals that are in the little boxes, because those boxes actually act as the bowl. So if you have that, you just need the milk and you're good to go.
Absolutely. Toothpaste, toothbrushes, all of that stuff. Deodorant, roll-on.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's really great, because I do see a lot of women on the street, and, you know, it just breaks my bloody heart. Every time you walk down Beaumont Street, there's, I know this one woman who sits outside on the concrete, and it's just, it's a terrible situation. Older women as well, breaks my heart even more, you know. So anything to support women, and I'm talking sanitary items.
Yeah.
You know, they need them too.
And we've already had some of those donated, but you can always use more of those because they're so expensive.
But we're good start.
Absolutely.
And anything you can afford, would really appreciate it, even if it's a couple of cans, you know?
Yeah, if you're on the weekly shop, just chuck a few more things in. A lot of people would be so, so grateful.
You can drop them off here at New FM. We are at 173 Maitland Road, Sandgate. There's a donation drop-off zone in reception.
Yeah.
Just pop them in the trolley. Also, Up and Goes.
Yeah.
If you can get some Up and Goes or on special, please grab some for us. We'd really appreciate it.
Because that's sort of like a full meal. Makes someone feel full for a part of the day, and that can just, like, change their whole vibe for the day.
None of us should ever have to wonder where we're going to get our next meal from. So if this helps in a small way, we've done our job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Coming up very soon, Crevo, we are doing birthday lotto.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to spin the birthday wheel now. If your month comes up, you can call through on 131009. Here it goes, round and round. It has come up as August.
New FM.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, this is the easiest way to win money in Newcastle. $425 up for grabs this morning. All you need is a birthday to play, and it's time to meet Leah.
Hey, Leah. She loves gardening. She thinks it's good for the soul. Thinks she would last less than a day in a zombie apocalypse. I love the questions Jackson asks.
Yeah, I know.
Girls just want to have fun is the soundtrack to her life. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, team.
Hey, how are you today?
Yeah, good. How are you guys going? Good?
Yeah, going well, thank you. Now, we've given away thousands of dollars in the last couple of weeks, so this is very easy to win. Do you feel lucky this morning, Leah?
Yes, let's say yes.
Let's say
good.
Yes.
All right.
Come on, Leah, you can do it. Spin those balls, Crevo. What are you doing today, Leah? Are you off to work?
Off to work, yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Here we go.
Were you born on the 19th?
No.
Oh, no good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is my wedding anniversary date anyway, so it is a good date.
It's a good date, but not good enough for the cash.
That's okay.
Oh, sorry. Thank you so much, Leah. Playing again before 9 o'clock, $425.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kids World, Playland, Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, I'm Nate Threadingham from Lantham Public School. Hello to all my friends in my class 2S with Mrs. Saunders. And happy birthday to my mum, Marnie. A partly cloudy day ahead with the chance of showers likely in the morning. We are expecting a top temperature of 25 degrees in the city. and 26 inland. Partly cloudy tomorrow. The chance of showers most likely in the afternoon and evening. It's the Narwhals when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun!
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Creepo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Creepo.
Boom, good
that's
job.
Happening out of Harry Potter, like when they go into the forbidden forest.
And forest.
The forbidden forest.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
How good was Nate? Unreal.
Amazing. Good job, Nate. I mean, Lenton Public School.
There must be something in the water there, because what a talented kid. Class 2S, absolutely smashing it.
And happy birthday to Marnie.
Yeah, I know. His Nate's mum.
Like, killing it.
I love that. Good He's stuff. He's got a short amount of time on the radio, still gets a birthday shout out in.
Hey, if you want to be our next New FM Weather Whiz kid, if you're in the car right now, kiddies, get mum or dad to enter online at newfm.com.au, guys. Very good.
Up next, though, we are asking the question, what was the dumb way you got the scar? Maybe it was you, maybe it was a friend, kids, etc. I was just looking on Reddit, and one of these, like, Ask Reddit things came up, and basically people answer with their crazy stories. Now, Maddie, you're rolling up your leg, and I don't think it's just to look good. I think you want to show
I'll
me
I'll show
something.
You this really dumb way to get the scar. Never go quad biking on a tar road with no shoes on.
Okay, that's a, this
on
sounds
on the back
like,
of a quad bike.
This
rather.
Sounds like the precursor to a good story. Oh, that's quite the scar you've got there on the ankle.
My foot got caught under the wheel doing around 80 clicks down a tar road. This is in Wingham, which is on the mid-north coast, so really hot and humid. Terrible. It, like, ripped... I'm surprised it didn't rip my foot off. I was very lucky.
Jeez, that's full on, Maddie.
So, it's literally, like, less than a centimetre down from my ankle bone.
Oh.
So, that could have ended up pretty
super bad. Painful. 13:10:09, we're after the dumb ways that you got a scar, and we'll do it after this.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
13:10:09 this morning, we are asking you the dumb ways you got your scar.
Yeah, that's right. Maddie, you've got a cracker on your ankle. I had a situation at one point where I fell into a barbed wire fence.
Really?
Like, how clumsy.
What were you doing?
Oh, I just would have been doing some sort of probably fence repair. Look at this little thing. How ridiculous. How dumb.
How deep did it go?
Not deep enough where there was like a fountain of blood, but there was a lot of blood still. This is what we're after. The dumb way that you got a scar.
Let's go to Peter. Hey, Peter.
How you going?
Hey, good man. Dumb way you got the scar. Tell us.
I was 10 years of age.
Yeah.
And I went across to my neighbour's place.
Yeah.
To play cowboys and Indians.
Okay.
And they own a pub. And out the back, there's a big gate. And Friday night, a truck hit it. And I knocked it down. So they leaned it against the fence, the brick, big brick wall.
Yeah, right.
And the next day I was over there playing cowboys and Indians.
Pow, pow,
and
pow.
And I pointed to me on my left arm and I said, I shot ya. You're dead. And as I said that, the fence fell down and a bolt went through my arm.
Oh, my God.
Peter, yeah. Can you tell me, I've always wondered this, and I apologize if you're eating breakfast right now. What does it feel like? With a bolt going through your arm.
Pain.
Like, just explain, like, the most intense pain you've ever experienced? Or, like, is it kind of like, doesn't hurt at the time, hurts after because of the shock?
It hurt when I took the fence off. I had to get the fence off by myself.
Oh, God.
The other kids were just looking at me.
They just would have been in shock themselves. Yep. Oh, my God. Fair.
How
absolutely
long,
awful.
How big's the scar? Is it just kind of like a round circle?
Nope. Pretty
huge.
Big. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, thanks for your call. Thanks
You're
for joining
still alive,
the show.
Peter. Thank you very
that's
much.
That's the main thing. Unbelievable. A whole bolt through the arm. I didn't think we'd get that. Let's go to Kerry up next. How you doing, Kerry?
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Hi.
Tell us the scar story.
Well, I've actually got a different one. I've got three kids, so I've got some great stories.
Okay.
My middle son, he's my wild child. He decided, you're talking about the barbed wire fence, he decided, we live on a farm, that he could jump a barbed wire fence and clear it, and he wanted us to film him. So he's gone and put on the motorbike armour, the motorbike helmet and gloves. He's done the run-up while we're meant to be filming, and we've forgotten to turn it, like, record. He's cleared it, and then he's done it. So, but because we've forgotten, he's like, well, now you've got to film it again. So he's lined up a second time. He's done the run. He's jumped the fence. He's cleared it again, and we forgot to press record again. So the third time he does it, we're filming it, and he didn't make it, and we got it all on film. And he's wrapped his legs up in the barbed wire.
Oh, Kerry. Is he all right?
Even though he was all armoured up from the waist up, he only had shorts on.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was all. Yeah. That was clearly all your fault, Kerry.
He made that very clear.
Do it one more time, son.
I won't stuff it up this time. How bad was the injury?
Oh, well, it was about 5 years ago now, so he's nearly 18, and he's still got some great scars up his shins, and he still reminds me of it every now and then.
Farm kids are full of scars, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the worst part is, it wasn't at a time when you could become TikTok famous from it either.
Exactly.
What does he want to do? Has he turned it into a living that can make you money? Like, you know,
stuntman.
Oh, he would so do that.
Oh, good.
He's one of those ADHD kids that has no fear and no idea of consequences, so he gives everything a go.
Oh, good in a way, but mixed blessing. Can get you in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Kerry. Appreciate your call. Hey, we've got a big day on Sunday. It's the Newcastle Podcast Festival Awards that are on right now. You can go to newcastlepodcastfestival.com.au for details, but we're nominated for an award, which is really nice.
Very exciting.
We don't get recognised all that much, so when we get a recognition, you know, we love it.
Absolutely.
We're nominated for Best Commercial Radio Podcast. So if you are a fan of our podcast and you haven't voted, we'd love you to get on board and give us a vote. Details are on our Facebook page at Jade Maddie Creever, a little how to vote form there. Mm. But, of course, with an event like this, where all of our industry peers will be there, we need to look the part.
Absolutely.
We need to suit up, my friends.
No hoodies and, you know,
backwards hats.
It's not acceptable for this type of classy event.
At all. So, coming up next, we're going to bring producer Jackson in because he, I think we both agree, is the most,
well-qualified
person to come in and tell us if we're on the right track with our fashion choices.
Yeah, he's a fashionista.
I've picked an outfit. You've picked an outfit. Mm. We're going to reveal them to him next and get his vibe on the whole thing.
Yeah, get a bit of feedback.
I hate wearing suits. I really do. Anything to not wear a suit, I'm into it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creepo. As long as I got my suit and tie.
You're coming along too, Jackson, to the Newcastle Podcast Festival Awards
on Sunday. I am. I'll be making an appearance.
One of the first team events we've had ever in all these years where we all get to go together. Jade's not here either, so the boys will be representing.
It is a lad situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
We are nominated for Best Commercial Radio Podcast. You can vote, guys, just so you know. We'd really appreciate it. It takes about 5 minutes. So, newcastlepodcastfestival.com.au.
Yeah, just jump in there and make sure you vote for us in the... what's the category
Best
again?
Best Commercial Radio Podcast.
Also,
you should know this.
You're nominated. We want to do a shout-out, for hooking us up with the suits. Gentlemen's Outfitters at Charlestown, they're sorting us out.
Andy and the team, always good.
Mm,
always really good.
If you're needing a suit for whatever situation, go check them out. Now, we got to talk outfits. Maddie, do you want to go first?
You don't look at me and think, that guy wears a nice suave suit. You really don't. Like,
I think
you
look good in a suit, though, but it's rare.
In my general pants get up, and that's basically all I wear ever.
Yeah.
Formal events, to work. going out, the same style, yeah, very consistent.
I don't even think I've seen a photo from the past of you in an actual suit or even a dress shirt.
Actually, yeah, that I don't even think that either. T-shirt's your go-to.
Now, I've seen you in past pictures, Crevo, in the oversized Lowe's suits, the used car salesman suit back in the day. So I'm a little bit interested to see what you're going to pick.
I've never worn a Lowe's suit.
Kind of looked like one.
Yeah, never worn one, though.
I paid $100 for that.
Oh, actually, I used to spend up on suits, actually.
Why did you get them so oversized?
Oh, because I used to be a bigger man, Matty.
Oh.
You can really go wrong with this, isn't it? You need to get it cut in because you can look like Mr. Square.
Yeah, there was definitely some of that going on.
It's always unfortunate.
I didn't get them tailored, though, which I probably should have done.
You'd look good in the suit, Jackson.
See, I avoid suits because I'm so tall, so they make me look ultra thin. I'm more of like a suit pant guy with just a nice dress shirt, normally half untucked. So I look
Did you get like the bit at the side untucked?
Yeah, because I feel like I know no one judges you in suits and stuff like that, but if I get too formal, I'm so used to skate wear that I feel like a little bit uncomfortable and embarrassed. I don't know why.
I'm the same. I get very nervous about wearing a suit. I found a look, though, that I want to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we were told black tie. I'm not wearing a tie. It's just at not all. My vibe. No.
No tie. So you're going tieless.
I'm going tieless.
To a black tie event.
So, Jackson, I need your opinion on this look. I think it'll look really good. I don't trust what Crevo's opinion on this is because he was like, yeah, that was kind of nice. But I'm going for this vibe. So, you know, a nice cut jacket, nice tailored trousers, and I'm going to get a fresh pair of Nike Air Force Ones.
Okay, look, I think...
Sneakers and a suit? Come on.
I think ditch the Air Force Ones. Also, too...
That's the best part!
I'd be very careful. You're quite a short man, so if you have an extended jacket that falls below the hip, you may look like someone that's trying to smuggle two people into a movie cinema on one ticket. I'd get a little bit of a shorter jacket.
I'm sure they can hook that up.
It was just a guide. What about this colour? Do you like this?
No.
What colour is it?
That's kind of what I'm going for.
Blue.
Like a nice...
Like a really blue?
Like a really blue suit with a white shirt and some white sneakers.
Yeah, I just feel like if you wear a blue suit like that, you look like the reveal at a gender party. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, my baby's a boy.
Well, is that can I see the blue there? Oh, that's very blue.
Yeah, I think you're more of a dark charcoal guy.
Ah, yeah.
Charcoal does that looks good.
Like this is why.
What about a very fine stripe in there for Maddie as well? Yeah. Just a little bit of pizzazz. So it's not too...
Oh, like you're on queer. You're not on Queer Eye, Crevo.
Ooh, or black pants and red suede.
You're the last person I'm taking advice from.
Wow. Well, the good ideas here. Come on.
I've yet to see Crevo's outfit. So.
All right, I'm looking at some charcoal casual suit looks. Jackson, any of these? Like,
are you going to ditch the Air Force actually, Ones,
do you know
though?
What? That's a goer for you, I think, Matthew.
That, like,
yeah, there
slight
you go.
Line.
It's a very
sorry, Creep.
Nice charcoal suit with a burgundy undershirt.
Yeah, a skivvy.
Are you going to wear a skivvy?
No, I'm not wearing
Maddie
a skivvy.
Steve Jobs all of a sudden.
I'll get something like that.
Yeah, I reckon you'd suit that, but don't go the blue and don't go the oversized.
I still want to wear the white shoes, though.
No. Why are you wearing sneakers?
I'm not wearing
event.
It's not.
That's fine if you're going to sit front court of the NBA, but you're going to a nice professional event, Matthew, where you could be winning an award.
That's right. I want to look good and feel
well,
good.
Well, then don't wear the sneakers.
All right, Crevo, let's see yours. Quick to laugh. Look at him.
Yeah, I'm quick to laugh because this is a comedic event and situation. Right, so I was thinking, actually, a more navy, so darker blue than Maddie's, and brown shoes. I've got a bit lighter brown than those. And then,
oh, sorry, my fingers.
And then, in terms of the tie, I've actually got a wooden tie that I thought would be entertaining.
I'm going to just paint the picture very, very quickly of what Crevo's showing me now. Do you know, I don't know if anyone had at their school sort of an older person that went back to do their year 10 certificate, but that's what they'd rock up to at the formal.
You know,
we need to hip it up a little bit.
Okay, what are you thinking, Jackson?
I think like a real sort of skinny suit for you, Crevo.
You're a tall guy. Are you calling Crevo Daggy Jackson?
Yes. And you know what? He's got the right suit. But as Newcastle's
really
most fashionable man.
Forward. I think that if you wore like a skinny suit, you're quite tall, like you could really own that room.
And okay.
Have some presence on that red carpet.
Crevo's really lost a couple of kilos lately. Like, you're looking quite good.
Thank you. You've
dropped some of those COVID pounds.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Like, a figure-hugging suit. Own those curves, baby. You look good.
But colour tone? What colour tone do you reckon?
I think you should go, like, a black pants. But, like, I think you would look very good. And hear me out. Mm. Like, a red suede suit jacket with, like, black trimming.
Okay.
Silence. There was no confidence there.
Well, no. I'm just trying to imagine it. You know what? If you say it, I'll do it. If they've got it.
Okay, good.
If Jackson says it, I'll do it.
All right, well, let's take these pictures in, and can we find Crevo a picture of what you're thinking?
Yeah, I'll get one, because I think the Bachelorette wore one.
What are you wearing?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like sandy-coloured pants and then a sort of blue dress shirt. That's as far as I sort of go.
Formal-wise?
Yeah.
No tie?
No, I don't do ties. I get claustrophobic.
Tie for me or no tie?
No tie.
I don't think a tie.
Tie for me or no tie?
You would look good in a black bow tie.
A black bow tie with the red jacket? Look, you know what? This is way outside my comfort zone.
Trust me on
that. But if you say it, I'm going to do it.
Okay, interesting. Well, we'll send you the photos.
A red jacket?
So we're going to go for a fitting this week, so... Happy days, new son Sarah. Up next, thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome.
Aussie Queer Eye. He needs to go on that. You know, if there's ever a thing, that's what he needs.
We should make his own version. It's just Jackson. It's no Queer
Eye. We need some glamour here at New FM.
Yeah, we do.
Just a touch.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
A 105 minutes commercial free is coming up next with Jackson.
Yo. Hello. Good morning. Rumors swirling that Katy Perry's on to baby number two.
Have you
heard this? Yeah, they're saying she's pregnant on the set of American Idol. I don't know. That's pretty exciting.
She looks great. I watched some American Idol clips from the weekend, new season out. She's so great.
Did you see her do a bit of a throwback to her original hair?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Looks good.
She's a hot mama. Entrance Rod Stewart.
There's a bit of a vibe going on.
Demi and Marshmello as well.
Oh, thank you. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Hey, up next, Creeper, I've got a great feel-good story that kind of ends pretty sad for you next.
What a roller coaster.
It's about a hero cat.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creeper.
I want to tell you about this hero cat.
I can be your hero, baby.
This broke my heart when I read this story, right? Because I'm a cat person.
You are. You love him.
A beloved family cat named Arthur has died a hero after saving two young children from one of Australia's top 10 most highly venomous snakes.
How has that happened?
Little Arthur was enjoying time with the fam in the backyard when an eastern brown snake slithered its way into the garden where the kids were playing.
Oh, one
parents
of the
worst nightmare, because if one of those gets you, it's pretty much all over. Mm. So basically, the snake started following the kids. Arthur jumped into action, totally slayed that eastern brown snake, but in turn, he got bitten himself. So he saved the kids' lives, got bitten himself. So basically what happened, recovered after the bite. So the day went on as normal. They were like, well, like, you know, it must have gotten him. Woke up the next morning and he was suffering all sorts of
pain. Sad.
And unfortunately, he did pass away from his injuries. But what a hero cat.
Yeah, unbelievable.
People say cats are selfish animals. They're actually not. They are so protective.
They're very loving in, you know, especially a situation like that. What an incredible story.
You know what, though? I know Jade usually brings the animal stories to the table, but this is the type of animal story that I like.
Cat-based.
I can't believe it. The vet said, unfortunately, Arthur's symptoms were too severe to recover. Family said it was with the heaviest heart that we had to
say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Hey, I mean, I'm sure there'll be, you know, always remember that cat.
Well, Arthur,
the hero was
said to be a mischievous cat. He'd visited the hospital before after getting into accidents. So the people at the vets really loved Arthur. So obviously, sad day
famous.
All around. Watch out for snakes.
Mm.
Like, I know we say it every summer.
And it's a cooler summer this year.
It is, but still, like, I look out the side here and our grass is pretty long.
Mm. It looks like a big old snake breeding ground out there,
actually.
The lawn-mowing
man has not come and done the lawns yet. And I'd be super scared to send your kids out there. So please be careful because they just come out of nowhere.
Trim your hedges, as they say.
Yeah.
And your grass and all that.
Trim them.
Yeah, trim them real good. Hey, make sure they're short. Birthday lotto up next, Maddie.
Yeah, $425 up for grabs today.
Let's give away some money. We just need to spin this wheel. And then, of course, if your month comes out, 13-10-09. And if your date comes out, the cash is all yours. It's come up December.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, very easy to win money. All you need to do is be born in the month that we spin up. Right now it was December 13-10-09. And then if your birthday is drawn from the balls here, you win the cash, $425.
Easy money. Let's go to Mark out at Warners Bay. He's a Tui's new kind of bloke. And if he wins, he's handing the cash straight to the missus. 13 grandkids as well. G'day, Mark.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you? Do you know what? You are too kind, my friend. I'd be pocketing that $400 cash and going and having a great time.
I'm always too kind, buddy.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
Good
All right.
way to be.
Yep.
Here we go.
Let's spin these balls for you.
No worries.
Wishing you all the luck.
Come
here.
On, Marky Mark.
Come on.
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right.
What do we got, Crevo?
Were you born on December 29th?
Oh, no, mate. Nah, missed out.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Sorry,
not
man.
A problem.
When was your birthday?
18th, mate.
Sorry, man.
Close, but no cigar.
Appreciate you listening. Thanks, bud. Well, there you go. Back tomorrow worth 450 big ones. Crevo?
That it is.
105 minutes commercial freeze coming up next. Jackson?
Yo. Ooh, the Black Eyed Peas, back when they actually kept Fergie in the band. This is before she sung the national anthem, then wet herself on stage.
You know, they're still
hashtag
together.
Hashtag never forget.
The Black Eyed Peas are still slaving away trying to get somewhere without Fergie. That's not going to work.
No, they just don't cut it anymore, do they?
No.
This is fresh Dua Lipa.
Oh.
It's called We're Good. I like it. And I have a friend's Ferdinand as well.
Crevo said yesterday, and to get this out of Crevo is quite a big deal, that the Dua is really hot.
She is.
I think she's, yeah, she's great
Your
looking.
Your kind of gal. You like a dark-haired woman, don't you?
yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, she's just good looking.
Very good. Hey, also, don't forget to rate the music now on ufm.com.au. It takes under 10 minutes. You
good
can have
prize.
Your say on the music we play here. Really good prize. Dinner for you and 9 friends at Inferno, Newcastle's hot new authentic Italian restaurant on Beaumont Street. You'll enjoy starters, delicious pizzas and bottles of house wine.
Amazing. Like, imagine that. You're ringing up your, you know, 10 of your best or 9 of your best friends and you're like, party's on me.
That little complex in Beaumont Street really turning into a little foodie hotspot, like with Cake Boy and now Inferno. Really good little precinct there.
That it is.
All right, we'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.